Good evening and welcome to another episode of Transition Talk, where we have real conversations that transform lives. I'm your host, Andrew, and this is my lovely wife, Brenda.
Hello, good evening. We're so glad that you've joined us again this evening. We are excited about the topics that we're covering over the last few weeks. Our series is How to Build a Long-Lasting Relationship.
Plus 30.
Plus 30.
Yes. Yes.
And I know somebody's plus one, plus two, plus three, but we're plus 30.
Yes.
No matter where you are in your relationship, I believe that you will be benefits from some of the strategies we'll give you on this topic.
Yes, because we want to be able to talk about how to not just have a long-lasting relationship, but we also want to get into how you be able to build your relationship.
Building relationships. And it takes time.
It takes time.
And that's a lot of people don't understand. A lot of us have to understand that it's not going to happen overnight.
It's not.
You're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
Everything's not going to be perfect.
Right.
But that's the building process.
And you know what, I got to say that. You know what? I found out over our 30 years of marriage, that's some of the fun part, believe it or not.
With making mistakes.
Yeah, going through the mistakes and going up and down, and I look back over it. Mm-hmm. At first, you might don't appreciate it, but I look back over it, and I'll say, you know what? It makes you laugh sometimes, the things you go through.
You know, I guess as you grow, you realize the things that you used to be upset about was so small.
Yeah.
And you look back, I can't believe I really got that angry.
I can't believe that those things bothered us or those things were so minute, but yet we were so explosive during the time of the relationship.
I can't believe I didn't talk to him for 3 days because of that.
Yes. She can be quiet, y'all. You listen, she can give the solid treatment for 72 hours.
As you grow in relationship, you understand what's more important. And
yes.
You kind of look at the small things and don't let it affect you as much as you grow.
Yes.
But those first few years of marriage, oh my goodness, yes, you do take every little thing serious.
You know, and some people say if they can get over the 7-year itch or the 5-year itch.
Yeah,
you can probably make it. But you know what? I think that it's not about the itch. It's just about being able to realize that the itch is going to be there. You just keep moving on.
Wow. And it's going to be there. You're going to have some flaws.
You're going to have some mistakes. Flaws. Yes.
Yeah, everything's not going to be perfect.
No,
but
it's not.
You got to be committed to building a relationship.
You got to be committed.
So tonight, we were asked by some of our friends and some of our colleagues, you know, after 30 years,
mm-hmm.
What did you all do to keep the fire burning?
Keep the romance. How do you keep the fire burning?
The fire burning. And I was like, okay, let's think. What things can we share tonight?
To keep it.
Then we can share with other
people. Share with other people.
Okay. So to keep the fire burning. So you want to start off what you do to keep the fire burning?
Well, I did make some notes here, babe. And because I'll
get ready.
Some of the things, at least in our relationship, 30 plus, I found out that being creative in the relationship helps keep the fire burning.
Okay.
What I mean by being creative, you know, I think about the things that I did to get her or the things I did that attracted her. You know, my wife, you know, after 30 years, you got to begin to say, okay, now how can I begin to even make that more creative or more innovative that she still has an interest in what the things she used to enjoy doing. So fellas out there, you have to be able to say, for example, I know that we used to go out on Fridays or after church on Sundays, we used to go to Applebee's.
Applebee's.
Every Sunday we used to go to Applebee's.
They still got 2 for $2 over there, 2 for $10, 2 for $20.
I don't know nothing about the only thing I remember about the Applebee's.
It's been a minute.
Is the riblet basket. That's what
the riblet.
Every Sunday, let me tell you about my wife, y'all. She will order the riblet basket every Sunday when we go there. And I'm going to tell you now, it was so cute because she ordered that and she sit there and she barely eat it every time.
But when I got home.
I know when she got home, she tore into it.
I think they still got the.
I don't know. We haven't been in so long.
Didn't tell them that,
huh?
That I tore into the food.
Oh, well, I know. Listen, she tried to be all cute, y'all, when we first used to, you know, got married or date or whatever.
I did.
But we go to that Applebee's and she ordered that riblet basket. And I sit there and I be talking, I go into my food. And she said that nibble on maybe one riblet and maybe two fries or whatever. And I said, you all right, you full? Yeah, I'm good. Next thing I know, she took that thing home and she going into it.
You don't want to show me. You can't show him everything. I mean, when you go.
But I'm trying to say that to me, that was, you know, it was sparks in our relationship in the beginning. And yeah, how we continue to do that now and be more creative is that on Fridays we still go out.
Yeah.
But sometimes she don't know where we're going.
Yeah. And I think it's a good example you put it, because you did that when I first met you, because I was particular about how I wanted you to see me or what I was doing. So, you know, I think you should continue with that, even though you're married to your spouse over a period of time, you still should be cognizant of how that person looks at you. Don't go out. Everybody's different. I know my children tell me I'm not going to be holding back on eating. I'm going to eat my food. I still do that. I'm very careful on how I eat my food. If I'm, you know, so that's just something I do and I continue to do to keep our spark burning. I don't want to be gobbling my food down in front of you.
Yeah, she still does, but that's being creative. I always, you know, on Fridays when she's not too busy at work, we still try to find time to go out and eat somewhere or date night, but she don't know where we're going. So I always say we're going to go out and eat and we might go somewhere a little bit more better, but, you know, a little bit more, you know, that she enjoys, but I try to keep it creative.
That's really good. It keeps you in suspense about what's going to happen next.
Yes.
Keep the excitement.
So how do you keep
the fire
burning?
Okay, the first thing I have is ladies, how to keep the fire burning is to make sure he is physically taken care of. And when I talk about physically, I'm not talking about sexually. I'm going to make a distinction. Physically taken care of, meaning that he has what he needs. For instance, he is having food ready if he needs it. When he comes home from work, I make sure he's fed. Now, I can't be home right now, so we worked through that part. But he know when he was working, food was cooked when he got home. We try to make the house as stressless as possible because I want to make sure he was in a good place. So you got to make sure he's physically in a good place. Also, make sure he's, Lord, I know some women look at me like, okay, that's old time stuff. But I'm going to tell you, make sure his clothes is clean. You make him, because he was like, I've ironed his clothes. I learned that years ago. That's something about 30 years of marriage. He's a military career, taught me I can't iron his clothes. But I did attempt to do it because I cared.
Yes,
so I always try to show him how much I care about him by making sure his clothes was washed and attempting to iron his clothes.
Yes.
Until one day he told me he did not like how I ironed his clothes, and he cannot wear them. So he did it over again. It hurt my feelings so bad. I spent all day ironing those clothes, and he was like, don't worry about doing it again. I got it. That hurt my feelings. But after 30 years, it hurt my feelings more, because guess what? That's something I have to do. But you learn this is something he wants to do. So make sure that he's physically taken care of.
Okay.
You agree?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah, make sure he has what he needs.
That's it?
That's my first one.
Oh, okay.
That's my first thing.
Share
yours.
This one here, we're going to hit this one here, is that...
He's my dad's song.
I thought there was something else you could get into.
Okay, go ahead.
Another thing to keep the fire burning, you know, in a relationship is keeping an adventure.
Adventure. Okay.
Always try to do something new. Try to do something new.
Okay, example.
So I know that in our relationship, we was able to do something new together. Is that, first of all, my wife, you know, I'm a person that like outdoors more than she does.
Yes, he is.
So one thing we did, we went parasailing together. Now, she didn't go up and parasail with me, but she did go out on the boat. So, you know, that kind of was exciting. But one thing that she really got excited into was we went jet skiing together.
We did.
And I'm telling you, my wife really got into riding the jet ski.
Now, that was good. I could do the jet ski thing. That was fun.
Yes.
But parasailing, I'm going to tell you, you do things for your mate to make him happy. But I went on that boat, and I love seeing him, do it and enjoy it. But when I got home, I had sunburn so bad. Remember that?
Yeah, because we didn't prepare for it. You didn't put no
I didn't
suntan.
prepare, did I?
You didn't put no suntan
But
on
I did it
you.
because I love you.
You love me, and I know you love
And I was
me.
a burnt love person.
Yeah.
I was burnt like. But I went out there because I loved you.
Yes. And I want to say that from my standpoint now, see, listen, to keep things burning and from an adventure standpoint, I'm not into the comedians. But my wife and I, we went to go see Country Wayne. That's one of
Well,
her
that'd be the
favorite comedians.
surprise. I like Country Wayne that much.
So I went out and bought us some tickets, and we had
I
a
love
nice
Country
evening
Wayne.
out, and we went to go see Country Wayne.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good show. He
So
didn't laugh as much as I did,
she
but
was
he
emotional.
went.
Yes,
He
we
went
went.
with me. Just him being there showed me that he loved me. So you might have to do some things that your spouse like and you don't like, but just that's how you keep the fire burning. You do some things, the things that he's interested in, you got to show some interest in it. Because the more you're together, the closer you'll get.
Yes,
The
yes.
more you're apart, you give room for other people to come in, or give
Yes.
room for the enemy to come in, or the
Yes.
devil to come in. So, find time to spend together doing
Yes.
things either that he likes or what you like.
Yes.
Okay,
Now your turn.
my turn.
Yes.
My thing I do to keep the fire burning is, and this is a woman point, I don't know about men, is to make sure you're mentally in a good place.
Mentally.
I always try to check in on my husband to make sure we have these talks. I talk to him how things are going. Want to have some deep conversation. For some reason, men do not like to talk all the time. But for me to keep the fire burning, I think it's us having that connection to talk, having deep conversations, even when you don't respond. It's just to have that time to communicate is important.
That keeps the fire burning.
Communication keeps the fire burning.
It does. It
It
does.
does. And when you don't communicate, that gives room for other things to happen as well. So
Right.
to keep the fire, what fire are you talking about? I'm talking
No,
about to keep the fire.
I'm
I'm
with
talking
you.
about the
I'm
whole
with you.
relationship.
I'm with you,
You
baby.
gotta
I'm
talk.
with
You gotta be able to communicate with each
I'm
other.
with you.
And just being mentally, checking on him mentally. If he's had a hard day at work, trying to make it as easy as possible.
Yes.
How is day going? Or what can I do to help you today? And my husband always knows that when he is down, he may say he's okay, but I always know, don't I? When something is wrong.
Now you do.
You're not supposed to tell that. It was a point I didn't know.
It took time for you to learn that, man. Because
It
sometimes
told
they're
the
like,
whole world.
because sometimes you'd be like, I said, everything all right? Yeah. Okay, then. Go on about the business. You all right? Yeah.
But
Okay.
that shows about building relationships,
That's what
though.
I'm saying. It
As you
built.
get closer and
Yes,
you learn
yes,
each other, you'll
yes.
learn when your spouse is not good. You'll learn when they need, affirmation, to my
Yes.
affirmation last, when they need encouragement, when they
Yes.
need a listening ear. So to make sure your husband or your mate is mentally in a good place, because there's so many stressors out there.
Yes, it is.
Things going on, you may lost a job. Things with the bills. A
Yeah.
lot of things can happen in your marriage that can cause stresses on the marriage. It's important that we check on each other's mental health. I just
Yes.
think it's important.
It is. It is.
That's my second thing to keep the fire burning.
Okay, my last and my third and my
What's
final
his
one.
last
My
thing?
last and my third and my final one, and this is on a serious note,
Okay.
is that to keep the fire burning in your relationship, you have to keep God in the center.
Oh, that's good, baby. I thought you was
I'm
coming
gonna
to
be
me.
honest with you. I know people thought it was gonna come another route, but you have to keep God in the center of your relationship.
Yes.
And what I mean by that, everything that you do in your relationship, God should be the focus.
Yeah.
Everything. And I mean from the time you have arguments, from the time that you have good times together, the times that you have bad together, even in your bedroom, you should take God everywhere. And I know people saying, what, take God in your bedroom? Yes, I'm helping you build your relationship. Because why? Sometimes God will, now people might not understand this, but God will help you to understand what your mate likes and what pleases your mate. And some people might not understand that. I ain't saying get all spiritual in the bed, but I'm saying God should be in the center of everything.
That's
And when
good.
we do that, you'd be surprised how the fire keeps burning. Because some people think the fire keep burning is just a physical thing.
Yeah.
But really, the fire keep burning is really an internal thing. Keeps the desire, the love for your spouse, and the love, you know, for your mate. And that you keeping a close relationship with God will teach you how to love your spouse and how to treat your spouse.
Yeah.
And as long as you keep God in the center, those things that you don't know about your spouse, God will help you to be able to communicate in a way that your spouse understands you.
That's good.
So, you know, I have to say that, you know, that is one of the key things in keeping the relationship burning in a relationship is that make sure God stay in the center. You know, make sure that both of you have God in your life and being able to have certain type of relationship with God, because he is that arbiter, that person that helps you be able to understand each other.
That's good. That's good. Are you going to leave me with the last one? So I'm going to go there tonight. The last thing you need to use to keep our relationship fire blazing and keep it going and keep each other happy is physical touch.
What you say? That's your mouth. Go ahead, girl. I'll let you smile on this. Go ahead. I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen to this one. I'm gonna listen to this
one. Stop now.
Go ahead.
So come on. Now, mostly when we look at research, men are more physical.
Yes.
And we already know that. Men, you know, express themselves more physically in touch. But ladies, we have to understand that it is an important element in a relationship. Now, I'm talking about marriage, a covenant relationship. It's important to have a physical relationship with your husband on a regular basis. And I'm going to say that because some of us think it's all the other things are important, but that one thing that you do bring you guys together spiritually. You may not understand it, but it's make you become one. And the more you neglect that, to have that with your spouse, the further and further you get apart.
Yes.
The further and further that you guys are not connected. So having some type of physical touch with each other is important. Now, let me make it clear. It don't have to always be sexual.
Yes.
To have a physical touch. It can be just walking and holding hands. It could be cuddling.
Yes.
It can be just sitting together and just being together. Just having that connection with each other is very, very important. And I know that sometimes on women's list of importance, it may be on some, it might be high, but some might be low.
Right.
But it's got to be there as one of the essential things that keep us together.
Yes.
Being physical is very important. I don't care how much church you go to.
Oh, bring it in, baby. Bring it in. Preach to us a little bit.
I don't care what your title is.
Yes.
And how sanctified the Holy Ghost, because when you come to the bedroom, he do not want to hear Jesus wept.
I don't want to hear that.
You want to hear Jesus wept?
I hear you calling Jesus, but not Jesus wept.
Babies.
Oh, sorry. Oh, he's saying that, babe. I'm sorry.
I'm done. Y'all got the picture. I'm done. Now you started it. I'm done.
No, but you're right, man. You are absolutely. It's not just about the sexual part. I'm just joking, y'all. Now, you know me. I'm always humorous. I love being jovial, but it's not just about the sexual part.
Okay.
It's also about, like you said, being able to just be close to each other. Because sometimes we just enjoy, you know, I'd be watching TV upstairs and she come in here and she sit in the chair and we watch TV together, or we watch some episodes in the bed together, watch TV together. You know, sometimes we just fall asleep in the bed together, just cuddling. And those things, you know, they are important.
They are important.
And it helps keeps the fire burning in the relationship.
Yeah, you got to have that element of touch. It's just something spiritual about just being next to each other, being close to each other brings you close together. And Jesus in the picture, he brings us closer together.
He does. I mean, I got to say this. I mean, we're trying to keep it real here.
We're trying to help somebody.
But it baffles me sometimes that as Christians, we're so deep. You know, but when it comes to relationships and, you know, keeping the fire burning, that we want to separate Jesus from that. We're not realizing that Jesus can help you keep that fire burning. if you allow him to.
You know, some people put up that image of being so deep. They're really not that deep.
That's okay.
Because they might saying. Be doing other things. It might this appear to be deep.
Okay, now we're
talking.
And then
when they go outside, you know, instead of dealing with the real issues within their marriage, they're doing other things.
Okay.
And so, trust me, they might be the most physical people that we see sometimes as the people that's in the pulpit or doing something in
the
church.
Well, you know what? As long as they're being that way with their spouse, see, that's the thing that really gets to me because, you know, you should be able to have a communication with your spouse on the things you like. And she should be able to have a communication with you the things you like. And so there should not be a place that you're so deep that you can't talk to your spouse or your spouse can't talk to you about what the physical things they like or they enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, because that builds a relationship. That keeps the fire burning. When you get saved or you save, you're so deep that you can't talk about really what keeps your fire burning, what interests you and your spouse, then I think that, you know, you are really missing on what God really entails the relationship to be anyway between husband and wife.
That's true. That's true. Some people, because they do neglect that part and we don't want to discuss it, it's kind of like taboo, but it's happening in the church. So if you're not doing it with your spouse, trust me, you're doing it with somebody, you know? So, and that's, we need to address that conversation needs to be had with your spouse.
Yes.
You know, if you're not satisfied with something that your spouse is not doing, you need to tell your spouse.
That's true.
And if it's not working, maybe you need to seek help. People may don't understand that. You might need counseling in that area. Because it's an important part of marriage. And you don't want to say that you're neglecting your spouse and your spouse go out of the marriage. You need to try to give every effort that you can to understand what your spouse wants. And I think it's important also to have that conversation before you even get married.
Oh, yes.
Because there's some things you may, let me stop. You may want that we can't do. I mean, the person can't do. Right. But we can discuss that before we get married, and nobody won't have no hurt feelings.
That's true.
It's kind of hard to get in a marriage, and then you come up with some things that you know that person don't like.
Right. And not you.
And I'm trying to make it as clean as I possibly can. You know, you come up with some off the wall things that the person never thought you wanted to do. Or you want to bring some other thing into your relationships.
Getting in front of the ceiling fan.
Well, you can do that. I mean, hey. But things.
Hanging from the rafters.
Hey, there's nothing about that. I mean, if you can do it, you're flexible to do it. But there's. I'm talking about some things seriously with what our society now is doing, saying it's okay to bring other people in. These are people we think
That's real.
They're
that's
doing real. Other things now that we feel like it's okay. Yeah. But you need to have those conversations with your spouse before you get into a covenant relationship to understand that you'll tell a person you're not fulfilling my needs. You need to let your needs be known before going into a covenant relationship.
That's real.
Then you can understand and say, okay, can I really meet his needs or can I not? And that's just being honest.
Right.
It's nothing more hurtful to be with somebody that you know cannot fulfill what you want. And I've already committed to that.
Well, I thank God for my blessings.
And
thank God for Jesus.
Amen. But this is real, seriously.
It's real.
It's real. And we don't have those conversations. And once we're in it, you know, and it's a shocker to us to see what that person wants. But having a candid conversation will solve all of that.
It will. And, you know, I'm a close with this scripture here. And I can't know it right off, but I quote it. I paraphrase it. The Bible says this. It says that don't forsake. To be with your, and I'm just paraphrasing, don't forsake to be with your spouse over a long period of time.
Yeah.
Except it be for fasting and praying. Because even God knows if you stay from each other for a while, the enemy will come in.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't kid yourself and don't think you won't, but the enemy will come into your relationship if you begin to just separate from each other and just say, no, we're not going to be together. Or you might be mad at each other and you're going to be mad at each other for a while. And the Bible is clear. It said, don't forsake yourself to come together except it be for fasting and praying. Because if the enemy comes in, you know, then anything can happen in a relationship. So we got to understand that these are some of the things that help keep the relationship burning, help keep it on fire, and help it keep it, not just keep it excited. You want to just be married just to be married, but you want to be married, enjoy your
marriage, exactly.
30 plus.
30 plus.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and be careful that you're not causing the person to come into your marriage because of some things you're neglecting to do.
Right.
So like you say, being mindful of not putting other things ahead of your husband or
right.
of your I'm not going to say your duties because it's not a duty.
No.
Of your coming together.
Yes.
This is good.
It is.
And I don't want to get into detail. We're trying to walk a fine line.
We are. We are.
Walk a fine line as we discuss this, but I hope you get the gist of what we're trying to say. Just making sure your spouse is okay.
Yes.
Think outside of yourself is how you get through 30 years. Yes. You cannot be selfish and get through 30 years. I can tell you that.
And you know what, babe? I got to say, you know, my wife do say this sometimes. Like I said, she don't think I'd be hearing her sometimes.
You hear me?
But I listen to, you know, sometimes she'll say, if we, you know, we get busy in our week or we get busy during our day, we got so much stuff going on and stuff like that, especially now. And say that, you know, we go over a period of time that, you know, we don't come together.
Mm-hmm.
She would physically ask me, are you okay? I mean, I'm just being real because I'm trying to be real. I'm trying to be real here. Is that sometimes you need to ask your spouse, are you okay?
And want a real answer.
And want the real answer now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to ask your spouse, are you okay? Don't say, are you okay, like for food or are you okay about the house? Are you okay physically?
Mm.
And be ready for that answer. I mean, that's real talk, babe. I know you're kind of embarrassed about that, but I'm real about that because she would say, are you okay? And I'd be like, either yes or no, I'm good, you know, because why? I know that she takes enough interest on making sure that I'm okay. And long as I know that, why in the world am we even looking? I ain't want to go there.
Okay.
I ain't trying to preach. Amen. But I'm just saying that, you know, when your spouse comes to you or you go to your spouse and ask him or ask her, is she okay? Or is he okay? Because that's going to help that relationship burn. They're not going to sit by and you know you burning, and then your spouse didn't come to you saying you okay and say, I need you right now, or, you know, vice versa. Mm-hmm. But that's I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping it real. So sometimes ask your spouse, are you okay?
Well, bless the Lord. I guess I'll end on that note tonight. I'm okay tonight.
I'm okay too, babe. We okay. We okay.
We okay. We're so glad that you guys joined us tonight.
Yes.
And we hope that what's something that we said will help and bless you. And last week, we talked about asking your spouse your love language. This week, we're telling you, ask your spouse, are you okay? And we hope that what we're saying tonight will benefit and help you. We are looking forward to next week. Stay with us.
Yes.
We're going to be going through this step by step by step.
Build
by
them
step.
Blocks. Build
We've
them.
Had different questions coming to us on how you build it. We're just going to tell you those essential elements, those things that helped us, and I believe it will help you too. So we're so glad you joined us tonight for Transition Talk. And until next week, we love you. Subscribe to our page, and we look to see you next week. And what?
Remember, a kingdom mindset
is a blessed mindset.
Be blessed.
In Be blessed.
Jesus' name.
Good night.